What can we learn from a mastodon's lunch? Next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
Mastodons were distant relatives of the elephant. Modern science says that one of the main parts of their diet was conifer needles. Supposedly, they died out at the end of the Ice Age because conifers became scarce as the world warmed. Now, the discovery of the last meal of one mastodon calls this theory into question. Living bacteria have been found in a mastodon that died during the Ice Age. The bugs were found in the remains of the mastodon's last meal, preserved with a skeleton that was discovered when preparing a golf course in Ohio. What scientists learned about its diet could upset some theories about what drove the mastodons into extinction. The scientists said the 4-ton mastodon had spent its last day eating a salad of swamp grass, moss and leaves, a bit of seed and a garnish of water lily. What was left of these plants, as well as the bacteria, were separated from a mass of reddish-brown matter found near the mastodon's ribs and vertebrae. Scientists who believe in evolution claim that the animal died 11,000 years ago. But how sure can we be about that? After all, evolutionary scientists were wrong about the mastodon's diet. As a result, their theories about why mastodons became extinct seems to be wrong. The facts that the bacteria was still alive and the stomach contents were not fully decayed tells us that this evolutionary date, too, is greatly exaggerated.
Would you like your church to experience the scientific evidence for our Creator God? Access a free library of bulletin inserts, Bible studies, and videos for your entire congregation by visiting creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.